سلام، اسم من است زاهر، اسم شما چیست؟
سلام، من شادی هستم. Hello, my name is Zahir. Hi, this is Shadi. What does compassion mean to you? دلسوزی چه معنی برای شما داره؟
دلسوزی برای من معنا داره مثلا کسایی که من تو جاده میرم یا دیسپانه دارم مثلا، یا مثلا میخنده خیلی خوشحال میشه، مثلا دل مسوزه دهش، مثلا میبینم مثلا میخنده خیلی خوشحال میشم دیگه. دلسوزی اینه باسه مثلا کمک کنی به یکی غریبی یا مثلا کسی نداشته باشه به اینا.
I think compassion means that when you see someone with disabilities outside in the street and you see them, you know, they are happy, you can help them with something and you see their smile and they are happy. I think that means somehow compassion.
از نظر شما دلسوزی چی است؟
از نظر من دلسوزی یا همون رحم و شفقت اینه که ما به عنوان انسان این احساس رو درون خودمون داشته باشیم و به هم نوع خودمون کمک کنیم وقتی که کسی نیاز به کمک داره و دسترسی به کمک نداره و کسی نمیتونه بهش کمک کنه. اگر ما امکانشو داریم و میتونیم به اون فرد کمک کنیم. Shadi, what do you think about compassion? I think compassion mostly means we as a human being, we should think about others as well. When we see someone who is in need and there is no one else to help that person, if we can do something, we have to do that.
تشکر، خیلی حرف قشنگ زدی شما.
Thank you. It was a nice word. خواهش می‌کنم.
خسته نباشید، امیدوارم که روز خوبی داشته باشید و اینکه لطفا معرفی کنید که ببینید شما کی هستید و از کجا بودید.
Good morning and we are from possible to introduce yourself. Yes, I'm Khalid Nasri from Mazar-e-Sharif, Afghanistan and almost 5.5 years in Aten. Working with OHF, One Happy Family. خالد ناصری هستم از مزار شریف افغانستان. مدت 5.5 سال از شهر آتن زندگی میکنم و با One Happy Family، سازمان One Happy Family همکاری میکنم.
و اینکه شما که بالاخره یعنی سابقه کاری خیلی زیادی داری اینجا در سازمان و به ما بگید که نسبت به مهاجرین احساس دلسوزی یا مهربانی و این چیزا هست، وجود داره، انجام میشه، نمیشه؟
بله دقیقاً. What do you think, what's your expectation from the here in Greece or there what about the Greece people, Greek people? They are compassionate or they are kind with refugee or not. بله ما میتونم بگویم که خب حالا شرایط هر کی فرق میکنم. توقعاتی که مثلا بیشتر مردم ها اینجا دارن خب دقیقا گاهی وقت آدم میبینه توقعات خیلی بالایی دارن مثلا تا در کشورهای خودشان چون توقع
تو کلامتون دارش. چه توقعی خیلی بالا هست که قابل دسترسی نیست یا نمیتونن اون کارو انجام بدن؟
What is the compassion and what's the expectation of the Greek here in Greece from refugee? Exactly the expectation and the compassion of the people and the behaviors from Greek people is good. In general, it's good. Sometimes very good. Sometimes it's happening in everywhere. You know the situation and the behaviors of the people happening in everywhere. It's we can't say it's not bad. But in general, I can say kind and good.
And just not as a refugee or not as any to Greece, but just in general, the idea of compassion as a person, you personally, because I know you are a very compassionate person. So what does it mean to you? What does that mean to you?
It means the compassion, it means for me at least, especially, specifically, in my opinion, and in my goal is, and the achievement to my goal is helping those people who are really in need, because they can't speak just only their own native language. When we face the problem, when we can solve the problem, their problem at least, it's my exactly the compassion I'm living here is that. قرار که برتون گفتم شرایط کاری ما یا همی احساس عاطفه یا دلسوزی برای هم دیگر خب به نام بشریت در مجموع اهداف ما تا این مدت دمی بودم که بتونم واقعا کسایی که نیازمند است حداقل کسایی که به زبان بجز زبان مادریشان زبان دیگر نمیتونه صحبت بکنه امکاناتی که میتونیم برایشان فراهم بکنیم اهداف ما بیشتر روی زمین بودم.
بعضی دلسوزی حیوان ها خیلی بهتر از دلسوزی آدم ها هست.
What do you think about the compassion that human have and also animal compassions? I think you know that sometimes there are some animals that they show more compassion than a human being. What do you think about that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, humans are really horrible to each other and to other animals.
درسته آدما متاسفانه خیلی وقتا با هم دیگه خیلی خوب برخورد نمیکنن و همینطور با حیوانات خوب برخورد نمیکنن.
نه منظورم این نیست که برخورد میکنن، منظورم اینه که دلسوزیه. دلسوزی حیوانات و دلسوزی حیوانات با دلسوزی مثلا آدم مقایسه میکنن.
I want you to compare the compassion in humans and compassion in animals, how we can compare that.
Interesting. It's really hard because we can only observe in some animals, and so we don't know what's going on in their heads and we can't understand what they're saying, so it's hard to know exactly what's going on with them. But I know, like with dogs or like animals that live, cats and dogs and animals that we get to know, they definitely seem to show compassion to each other and to the humans they live with.
سوالت خیلی جالبه ولی خب خیلی سخته به این سوال جواب دادن، به خاطر اینکه در مورد حیوانا ما خیلی وقتا ما حالا یه سری حیوانات اهلی رو میشناسیم و خیلی وقتا نمیتونیم مقایسه کنیم و نمیدونیم دقیقاً چی تو سر اون حیوانا میگذره، چون حیوانا نمیتونن حرف بزنن. ولی خب چیزی که داریم میبینیم خیلی وقتا سگ‌ها و گربه‌های خونگی خیلی احساس دلسوزی و رحم و شفقتی نشون میدن نسبت به خودشون و همینطور نسبت به آدمایی که باهاشون زندگی میکنن.
And then also when you look at humans and the way we treat each other without compassion so much of the time, you do kind of wonder a bit about we're supposed to be the best species and we're supposed to be superior. I don't know if that's true.
و همزمان وقتی نگاه میکنیم با آدم ها که چجوری با هم برخورد میکنن و رفتارشون با هم دیگه چطوره، خب تعجب میکنیم، میگیم که چطوریه که ما به عنوان موجودات برتر هستیم و حالا اشرف مخلوقات هستیم و اینطوری داریم با هم دیگه بدون رحم برخورد میکنیم و حیوانا اونقدر رحم و شفقت نشون میدن.
بعد یکی چی بود مثلا اسمش حضرت سلیمان با حیوانات حرف میزد، یعنی با حیوانات.
You know Prophet Suleiman who spoke to animals.
خبر داری، اطلاع داری از حرف میزد؟
Suleiman was a God prophet. He spoke to all the animals.
بعد من فهمیدم که حیوانات هم دل دارن، یکم میفهمن.
I have understood that the animals, they understand, they can understand, and they have, you know, emotions.
But how do we, مثلا حرف میزنیم چون مثلا گربه مثلا حیوانات مثلا نمیفهمن ما چی میگیم مثلا ما نمیفهمیم اونا چی میگن آره
and I think you know like us that we spoke we speak and the animals maybe they don't understand what we say when they speak we don't understand them as well so
فقط فقط ما فقط چند لول از حیوانات یکم بالاتریم فقط یکم چی داریم هوش داریم قلب داریم احساس داریم وگرنه هیچ فرق با حیوانات نداریم
and I think we are you know some level upper than animals so we have intelligence we have heart we have emotions so I think that these things make a difference between us and animals
ولی متاسفانه بعضی از آدم ها بعد خیلی بدتر از حیوانات هست مثلا بچه داره بچه هاش پرد میکنه مثلا چی میکنه دیگه
Unfortunately, some humans, they are, you know, act so much more worse than animals and they don't, you know, treat their children well.
آره ولی من دیدم با چشم خودم دیدم یه گربه مثلا اسمش از بچه خودش با جون دل مثلا چه مراقبت میکنه مثلا یک مثلا مرغ خیلی مثلا با جون دل مثلا اسمش قضا به مثلا به جونه همون به دهن بچهش میره به جوجه میره
and I've seen you know a cat how they treat you know the small kitties and they try to you know protect them by their own lives and also you know the small pants who try to you know protect their eggs and you know then they try to provide food to their you know chickens
Hello.
سلام دوست عزیز من اسم محمد است محمد قاسم و من تازه در شهر یونان اومدم
his name is قاسم and he came for visit here in Athens you know
very nice خب شغل چی از کجا اومدی
من تقریبا 17 سال پیش من در شهر یونان اومده بودم ولی خودم از انگلیس اومدم
17 years ago he was here and he came for visiting Greece here now.
خب دلیل اومدنم است که من یکی از دوستای خیلی وقت گم کرده بودم. طوری شده بود که با یک فامیلی ما زندگی میکردم که اینا ما کوچک بودم از ما سرپرستی میکردن. بچه از اینا چند سال پیش در خود آتن گم شده بود.
He lost one of his friends who was with him the past here in Athens, so he's trying to find him again in these days. This is the reason he came from England here in Greece to find him.
He دوست ما کلن امیدش از دست داده بود. الان طوری شده که مثالش فهمیده شنیده که مثالش کمکش میکنیم دوباره یک امیدی گرفته.
He's assisting with his friend. He's very good to helping friend. It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
He lost his hope and everything.
Mm.
When I saw him, you know, in that situation, I just become really emotional. It was really hard, but still, you know, I just wanted to be in that situation to just sit with him, listen to him, not to just like to say, "Look, I came for you." I just wanted to see how he feels, and I put myself in his shoes basically. And it was really hard seeing someone you love, haven't seen him for a long time, see him in that situation, like smoking something not good for your body basically. So I connect him to his family, which was one of my first priority to make sure, you know, like his family, to find out, you know, like he's okay. His family like lost the hopes.
Mm.
They told he's not there anymore for them. And then until I found him, I called his parents, like a mom. His mom, when I told her, you know, like I found your son, she couldn't even believe. She says, don't jokes, you know, like don't make me to feel alive basically. And I told him, I'm not lying, I'm just with your son at the moment. And I took the picture and I sent it to them. She becomes so emotional, she start crying. And I just stopped her and I told him, look, this is something, it's just a destiny. Whatever he went through, he's not gonna go through with that. So my hope, my aim is just like to help him, to move him from this situation as soon as possible. Humanity is very strong around this area. People, they love to help each other as much as they can. I didn't know anybody. I just find out this person is in Aten. So I didn't have any clue which part of the Aten. So I asked the people, the way they answering it, they give me a direction, they give me more hopes. There is lucky people. I asked the people, you know, like if they have seen this guy. Once one person, two person, you know, like they told me this guy is alive, I start feeling more alive, you know, like getting more connected to that person. So that's what I'm trying to say, like humanity is the main thing, you know, like is going on around here. So it doesn't matter where you come from, so any other background you are, as a human, everybody helping each other, and it feels really nice. I walk to that road with all of the, I'm not gonna say the bad people, sick people.
Mm-hmm.
Junkie people.
Smoking.
Yeah, addicted people.
Addicted to the that addicted. Kind of a smokes, like a shisha. It's really hard. You want to go there and holding a hand from not only one person, each one of them, but it's not easy. It's not easy to do that. Right now I just take the one out of that area, but still I've got that feeling for other people, other families that are all seeking to the hopes to one day them sons bring back home to just say I'm okay. He's trying himself to pull himself out of the display. I told him as well, nobody else can help you except yourself as well. But I'm just there, like someone is drowning inside the water. The only things you can do, just move your hands towards it to just slowly, slowly pull him up.
Thanks to all who took part in the podcast production workshops at One Happy Family. Sina, Nima, Arash, Zahar, Bainam and Burke. And to the interviewees in this piece, Shadi, Khaled, Barbara and Kasim. And to all the guests at the One Happy Family Community Centre in Athens.